The Many Faces of Truth. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This weekend, ABC will broadcast, in some form, a docudrama called The Path to 9/11, prompting dismay from former Clinton administration officials and prompting popcorn purchases from conservatives. The top complaint of the Clintonites? The movie's implication that the impeachment scandal distracted Clinton from taking out Osama bin Laden at a time when the CIA had him in their sights. But wait a minute. Even if the impeachment scandal did indeed help bin Laden go free, part of the blame would have to go to the people who pushed impeachment, wouldn't it? They knew it would distract the president. Heck, it was designed to distract the president. The impeachers argued that Bill Clinton's deception about his sexual affairs was the most crucial problem facing America at the time. In fact, when he did launch that strike against bin Laden, they said he was doing it to divert attention from what was really important: lies about sex. And I think I speak for every American when I say, thank God America's finally safe from that. But the other remarkable thing about this whole controversy is how the roles have changed. When Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 came out, slamming George Bush as dithering and indecisive, liberals loved it, conservatives dismissed it as a fabrication, and even though a Disney division had financed the film, Disney refused to distribute it. With The Path to 9/11, portraying Clinton as dithering and indecisive, liberals hate it, and even though it too contains fabricated scenes, conservatives love it. And ABC, which is owned by Disney, will broadcast it commercial-free as a public service. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.